This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The widow of slain Haitian leader Jovenel Moïse, who was critically wounded in the attack that killed him, issued her first public remarks Saturday since the assault, calling on her nation not to lose its way.
Moi vivant, grâce à Dieu. Moi vivant, même au petit Marim, Jovenel.
In an audio message posted on her official Twitter account 3 days after her husband was shot dead in their home, Martine Moïse said, "I am alive, thanks to God. I am alive, but I have lost my husband, Jovenel." Martine Moïse was rushed to a Haitian hospital after the attack in the early hours of Wednesday. She was later evacuated to Miami, Florida, for treatment. According to Haitian authorities, an armed commando of 28 men, 26 Colombians and 2 Haitian Americans, burst in and opened fire on the couple in their home. So far, 17 have been arrested and at least 3 killed. A handful remain at large, according to police. No motive for the attack has been made public. Haiti's interim government has asked the United States and the UN to deploy troops to protect key infrastructure as it tries to stabilize the country. Supporters of former South African President Jacob Zuma are protesting his imprisonment, burning trucks, commercial property, and blocking major roads in KwaZulu-Natal province. They are demanding that he be released from prison. Zuma started serving a 15-month sentence for contempt of court earlier this week. His bid to be released from the Estcourt Correctional Center was rejected by a regional court on Friday. His supporters in KwaZulu-Natal, his home area, have been blocking roads, setting trucks on fire, and damaging and looting shops in various spots in the province.